Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Boone's Mill Church of the Brethren this morning on our Easter celebration of gathering and worship together. And we're so glad that you're here this morning, and certainly with our visitors. We are glad you're with us, and we want to welcome you, and we are so glad that you've come out. Now, because I am so glad that you're here, and I want to tell you I'm glad you're here, why don't you just take a moment, turn to the person beside you, and say, I'm glad that you're here. Would you do that? We have people that worship with us out in their automobiles. We broadcast the service out there. This started during the pandemic. And for those folks, we want to welcome them to our service as well. We are continuing in our worship service, When Love Speaks, Words from the Cross. It's a series of messages that I've been having during Lent, and we're concluding that series today with the message, Into Your Hands. We're praying that God will bless this time that we're together this morning. Well, I want to begin today's message by us looking at our hands. And so if you're holding anything, if you can, put it down and just hold your hands palm side up in front of you. And look at your hands. And perhaps what you're going to see, first of all, is some skin marks made by constant bending of your hands. Or you're going to see a scar that's in your hand, maybe from an accident. Or you're going to see some callus caused by years of hard work. And if you've got really good eyesight, if you could look close enough, you could possibly see those tiny ridges of skin called fingerprints. Every hand and every fingerprint is different. No two hands, no two fingerprints are exactly alike. The human hand is a marvelous creation. With the hand, no other creature has such a sensitive and flexible hand. We use them to hold things and to pick up things because of the marvelous way the hand is made. We use it to eat with. We use it to touch and to feel. Heat and texture, if it's smooth or rough. We use our hands to communicate. We use our hands to give direction. We say, come. Or we say, stop. We use our hands to express joy. Yay! Or we use our hands to when we've accomplished something. We use our hands in all different ways. We use a hand to shake, to greet somebody. We use a hand to be a way of friendship. But we can use the fist and use the hand that's destruction, and use hand as something that is damaging. And how we use our hands are very important. Now, in the Bible, hands are mentioned in the Bible over 1,800 times. And depending upon what version you have, but it's going to be within that range. And the phrase, in the hands of God, in the hands of the Lord, that phrase is used over 200 times in Scripture. And one of those times in our Scripture is like today's Scripture lesson in Luke 23. Hear the Word of God. By this time, meaning the day that Jesus was crucified. It says, by this time it was noon, and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. And the light from the sun was gone. And suddenly, the thick veil hanging in the temple was ripped. It was torn apart. And then Jesus shouted. Now, he didn't just say it. He was hanging on the cross, and he shouted, Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands. And with those words, he breathed his last. We are concluding this series of messages called When Love Speaks, Words from the Cross. What we've been looking at is Jesus, while he was hanging on the cross, his last words while he was hanging there before he died. And as a pastor, I have been at the bedside of a lot of people as they took their last breath. And I've heard a lot of last words. And last words are very important when someone is dying. When Jesus is hanging on the cross, his very last words, the last thing he spoke before he died was, Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands. And these final words are not about death. They're about life. And that is precisely what Easter is about. It's about entrusting our lives to God. Please note that Jesus is quoting a scripture from Psalm 31. Those words are recorded in Psalm 31. When he died on the cross, he was reciting scripture. And this verse, Psalm 31, was a prayer. Now, it's the very first prayer that is taught to Jewish children. From their earliest day, they are taught to pray these words. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. What a beautiful prayer to teach a child. Without a doubt, Mary taught this prayer to Jesus when he was a little boy. And now, as he's dying on the cross, Jesus reverts to the prayer his mother taught him as a little boy. We encourage you here at the Boones Mill Church to read the Bible every day. We very much need to spend time in God's Word as we live each day. We need God's Word to guide us through life. Planting God's Word in our heart is a valuable and just as valuable as the time that we take to sit and read the Bible and to study it. But it can be very useful, very helpful, very protective at a time when we least expect it. If we've been reading God's Word and we have God's Word in our lives. Jesus often quoted Scripture. And he did so right here at the last words that he ever spoke. He quoted Scripture when he died. When he was dying on the cross. Now, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you ever learned this as a child. There was a kind of a nursery type of rhyme, a prayer that often is taught to children. I was taught it. Now I lay me down to sleep. Do you know that that very prayer comes from Psalm 31, the very words that Jesus spoke on the cross? It says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my Lord my soul to keep, and if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That's Psalm 31. Into thy hands I entrust my spirit. I put my soul, dear God, in your care. And what we're praying as a child, as we pray that prayer, is, God, I pray that you're going to take care of everything. You will keep my soul. When I die, there's nothing to be afraid of, because I'm in the hands and the care and the love of God. As Jesus dies on the cross, what he did is he said, Lord, I commit my spirit into your hands. He turned over his life, offered it to God, knowing that God was going to take care of it. But then again, we find, if you read the Bible, if you know anything about Jesus in the New Testament, you find out that Jesus committed his spirit to God throughout his entire lifetime. Jesus was always fully committed to God, always committed to the will of God. Even in his last breath when he died, he was committed. It's okay to die. It's going to be all right because I'm in God's care. I'm in God's hand. It's going to be okay. The empty tomb changed everything after Jesus was hanging on the cross and died. Jesus did not remain dead. New life sprang forth. Jesus was raised to life. He was resurrected. And what did Jesus do after he rose from the dead? Jesus assured his disciples and you and me and everyone else, he assured us that if we would listen to him, that this is what you need to know, that God is reaching out his hand for you, for me, for us. If you listen to what Jesus said, is you don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. I'm reaching out to you. Here's my hand. Now, the only catch is that we have to reach back and take a hold to his hand. It's not just that Jesus is reaching out to us. It's not just that God is saying, I have you. We have to reach back and take a hold to that hand. That's what we need. And that's what we want. If you really look seriously at your life, that's what you want. That's what I want. I want to be in the hands of God. We want God's hand on our life. We want to be in his hand. So what does God's hand show us about Easter? Well, I want to share with you as we close today, I want to share three things that God's hand shows us about Easter. And the first one is that Easter shows us that God's hands are reaching out to bless us. God is reaching out to us this morning. Easter shows us that Jesus often touched people. He did it in order to bless them. He would reach out his hands to heal people. Remember the blind man at Bethesda? When Jesus took him by the hand and he led him out from among the crowd, and they went out to a lonely spot, and he made some mud and he put the mud on the man's eyes, and after he washed them off, he was healed. On another occasion, there was a man with leprosy, and he came to Jesus and he was begging. He said, Jesus, would you help me? And Jesus said, what do you want me to do? He said, I want to be made well. And Jesus said, okay. And Jesus reached out and touched him. And that touch from Jesus, the power that is there in the one that is able, it healed him. And you remember Jesus, when he was in the boat on the Sea of Galilee, and Peter said, well, Lord, if that's you, let me walk to you. And he gets out of the boat and he walks on the water, and all of a sudden he looks around and he sees the waves and the wind, and he begins to sink. And Jesus reaches out And when he took his hand, he caught him. And he was safe. What about the children that came to Jesus? And the parents wanted the children to be with Jesus and close to him. And Jesus would touch them and bless them. How often must Jesus have raised his hands in a gesture of prayer and thanksgiving to God? And when he did that, he never, it seems, at least in the scripture where you read that Jesus is eating, before he would eat, he would have a prayer and thank God that he had supplied what we need to eat and to live. And Jesus would pray, and he would take bread and he would break it and he would give it to those around him so that they would be nourished. How often would he help those that were hungry? Simply through a prayer and through his hands of giving to others. There were the times that Jesus, you remember, he knelt down to wash the disciples' feet. And they said, Lord, we don't want you. You're too important to get down on your knees in front of us and wash our dirty feet. And Jesus said, now look, we have come to serve, not to be served. I am here to serve you. My hands are to cleanse you. My hands is to give you what you need. And he took his hands and he washed off the dirt from those that needed it so much. How much do I need God to wash off the dirt from my heart, my soul, my life? Because only he can. But that's what Jesus did with his hands. In the Bible, it says in Psalm 103, it says, as a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who honor him. We know that God, our Father in heaven, loves us more than anyone will ever love us. You know, when my kids were little and we would get in the water in a pool to swim, when they were really small, I would say, okay, trust me. Come on, jump in. This is fun. This is good. I'd say to my daughter, Cindy, I'd say, jump to Daddy. Or I'd say to my son, Daniel, I'd say, okay, Daniel, jump in. I've got you. Or I'd say to my youngest daughter, Trish, I'd say, jump to Daddy. And they were afraid. They would stand on the edge like they're going to jump, and they would just stand there because they were scared. They were saying, will Daddy catch me? Maybe his hands are slippery and he'll miss. What's going to happen, they would feel and think. They were scared to death. But finally, after much urging, come on, jump, come on, they'd finally take the plunge and they would jump out into my arms. And of course, I would catch them and they would giggle and they would have a blast. And then they would climb out of the pool and they would jump back in. They would do it 100 times. I was kind of sorry that I told them to do that. Not really. Because once you've trusted your Father, you want to do it again when you know you're going to be safe, when you know it's going to be okay, when you know that he's able and you can trust him. It's fun taking risks and saying, God, I'm going to jump into your hands again. And your Father, your Heavenly Father, is waiting for you to jump this morning. We know that God has the power to help us with everything in our lives. And we know that God will help us, but we're scared because we think that might change something about our life. We're not ready to give up yet. God is loving. God is compassionate. And Jesus never questioned, why was he dying on the cross? When he was dying, he didn't question because he knew his Father had given him a purpose for dying on the cross. He was dying for the sins of the world. He never questioned what comes after death. Was that going to be the end? He knew he was going to suffer. He knew it was going to be a terrible death. He knew he was going to pay a terrible price. But he never questioned, would he be safe in the hands of God? He knew that. When I was a small child, I remember a song that was very popular then, and I used to hear it a lot, and it was called, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. God is in control. Jesus knew that God was in control of his life, and thus he had confidence that whatever took place, even when he was dying on the cross, he knew he was in God's good hands. Well, here's the second thing that Easter shows us, that God's hands are scarred so that he would never forget us. The nail prints that are in Jesus' hands were permanent. The sin that separates us from God leaves scars. You can't sin and be a broken or fallen and it not cost something to get that repaired and get that fixed. And that repairing is seen in the scars on Jesus. Horrific scars that leave us even ugly in sin and would cause a holy God to turn away from us in revulsion. Yet God loved us so that he did not turn away from us. Even while we were yet in sin, God loved us and set a plan that we would be made whole and safe. He wasn't in revulsion. Instead, he said, I will die for you so that you don't have to. He took our sin, literally became our sin, so that we might become righteous before God. And look at how Isaiah in the Bible describes it. He says in Isaiah 53, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Jesus' scars were the evidence that God is with us. He's not way out there somewhere. He's right here in this service this morning. He's right here in our journey every day. He's here in our world. And those scars are evident that he knows us. He knows what we've done. He knows what price he's got to pay to make us right. He knows us through and through, and yet he still loves us to the utmost. Do you know that in heaven, the only scars, the only wounds in heaven will be on Jesus? There won't be any scars on you or me. We're going to have a perfect body. We're not going to have any scars, any blemishes on us. If you've had surgery or if you've had an accident, there won't be anything left for you to remember those scars. The only scars in heaven will be on Jesus. And the nail prints in his hands, the scars in his side, the scars from the thrones being pulled down over his head, the scars on his feet, they will be there. Do you know why? To remind us, this is how much I love you. Don't you think that I would ever forget you? It's a daily reminder for Jesus. I look at the holes in my hands, Jesus says, where those nails held me to the cross. That's how much I love you. I have the scars in my hand, and they are there to remind me, and I will never forget. The Bible says Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion for the child she has born? The answer is obviously no. Anytime a nursing mother is not going to forget her baby. That won't happen. But even in this scripture, it says, but even if by some way that would happen, the scripture says, I will not forget, the Lord says. I have engraved you in the palms of my hand. And that is the identification that you are mine and I love you. If you want to know how much you matter to Jesus, look at his hands. See those nail prints. And that's how much he loves you. And he's not ever going to forget that. You know, Jesus suffered and died for us. And in love for you, he bore your sins on the cross. And he has the scars to prove it, yes. He came for us to seek and to save the lost. And it scarred him for life to what he had to do. But the scars on his hands and the scars on his side means that our sins have been paid for in full. They remind us that there is no length that God would not go. There is no length that Christ would not go to save us. His scars mean he knows fully and completely the depth of the pain and suffering that our scars and our sins caused us. What's an amazing demonstration of God's love for us, that he would continue to carry those scars, the reminder of the pain and humiliation that he went through. They are constant reminders of his unfathomable love for us. Now, what about you this morning? You may be going through a tough time right now, and you may think God has forgotten you. You may say, I've been praying. I've been praying for healing. I've been praying for a problem I'm struggling with. I've been praying for direction, and he hasn't answered me. So perhaps God is not listening. Perhaps God is not able. And if you're going through a tough time and you're feeling distance that somehow God is not hearing you, God knows what's going through. He has not forgotten you. He looks at the scars in his hands every day. And God's hands are big enough to bless you and to heal you and to give you what you need. And his scars are there so that he would never forget what you need. And here's the last thing I want to share with you today. The third thing that Easter shows is that God's hands are strong enough to keep us internally secure. Once you put your life in God's hand, nothing can snatch you out. He's saying, trust me. God can be trusted. I love you. I have the scars to prove it. And now I want you to know, I will never let you go. Jesus said it like this in John 10. He said, I give them eternal life. And that forever. And they shall never, 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 not in a million years, not in a trillion years, never, they will never perish. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. He's greater than anything that you will face. He's greater than anything that could threaten you. He's greater than Satan. And no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. We put it in the hands of God. That's what Easter is all about. As I told you, Jesus is saying, Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands. It is a perfect picture of what it means for a Christian to die. One day, you will die. You will just go to sleep. And if you're a Christian, your Heavenly Father is going to come and he's going to pick you up in his loving arms. And he's going to take you where you need to belong and to be for eternity. And that's with Him. Friends, this statement, "I entrust my spirit into your hands," is not a statement just to say when you're dying, like Jesus did hanging on the cross. This is a statement to say every day for the rest of your life. When you're afraid, when you're worried, you need to say, "Father, I place my life into your hands." When you're having a big decision to make and you're angry against people who's hurt you, you need to say, "Father, I place my life in your hands." When you are confused and when you don't know which way to turn, you say, "Father, I place my life into your hands." When you're lonely and you're ashamed and you've done something you know that you shouldn't and it's taken havoc upon you, when you're filled with regret, you say, "Father, I place my life into your hands." It is a prayer you need to pray every day for the rest of your life, because that is where you find life. You find life in the hands of God. The Father's hands are waiting to hold every person who has trusted His Son when the time comes for you to part this life. Trust the hands of God. He will hold you. He will help you. And He will give you what you need. He has a purpose in your life and in your death. Like Jesus, you can trust your life and your spirit into His hands at all times. Dear friend, it is not your body, but your spirit that is most important. Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he would gain the whole world but lose his own soul?" It doesn't matter how handsome you are or how beautiful you are. It will not matter when your body is wasting away. It doesn't matter how much money you will have when you're drawing your last breath. How many people know your name? That's not going to make any difference. It's not going to be significant to God when God calls your name and you must go and meet Him. What will matter? What will matter in that moment is whether you can say through faith and with confidence, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." I remember when I was a boy and I was walking up a rocky pathway up a mountain behind my grandfather's house. And as I was going up the path, and I was pretty small then, and there were other members of my family that was taking us up to this huge rock up on the side of the mountain. And the rocks were too rough for our little kids' feet, especially mine. And I kept falling down and bruising myself and scratching myself up, and I would whimper in, and as children do when they hurt. And so I did what I think most children do eventually. They eventually say to their dad, "Daddy, help me. I keep falling down, Dad. I can't make it. I need some help." And Dad held out his hand to me, and I took his hand, and he held on to me. And as we were walking up this rocky path, when I would start to stumble, he would pull on me and he would keep me upright, even though my feet sometimes were dangling as we were walking. And that's what I'm trying to tell you this morning about Easter. That's the picture that God has here in this place this morning for Easter. We keep fumbling and falling down and messing up when all God wants to do is to hear us say, Daddy, Father, Lord, I need you. Would you help me? And when we do, God reaches down. He holds out His hand and He takes our hand in His. And from then on, we are safe forever in the hands of God. Would you pray with me? Loving Lord, you spoke words of love from the cross, crying out, I commit my life, God, into your hands. Father, I come now in this prayer to entrust my spirit into your hands. I come today. Thank you, Father, that you love me and you love every person here. May we all place our life in your hands this morning. May we say we want to turn from our sins and turn from our way of trying to find our way, and we want to go your way and to follow your plan and to learn to love and trust you. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for us. And thank you for Easter, that He was raised to life and that He is now reaching His hands out to us. Oh God, I'm going to trust you to do what only you can do this morning. Only you can make things right in my life with God. I need you. I trust you. I come to you now. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
Come to